They all come out to groove the boat, nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Search and rescue teams are still looking for victims of the catastrophic flooding in Central Texas. The death toll now stands at least 104. Dozens are missing, including 10 girls and a counselor from a Christian summer camp. Survivors are now beginning to pick up the pieces of their lives, says KEYE-TV reporter Farrah Walton.
Robin Bates says they've had floods before, but nothing like this. She says when she came back after evacuating, there were two houses that had crashed into her home.
There were people trapped in the house.
Bates says one person got thrown out and was holding onto one of these porch pillars, saving her from getting swept away in the floodwaters and down the creek.
CBS's Jason Allen is in Kerrville, where officials have long debated installing flood warning sirens.
I talked to Tom Moser. He was on the county commission here back when they talked about this in 2015, 16, 17. He told me that they wanted to get a grant for it. When that didn't happen, there was concern about could they afford it? Would the money be there?
And there's been flooding in central North Carolina. Two people are dead. Two are missing. Taza Satterwhite was almost trapped in his apartment in Chapel Hill.
The level was going up, so I couldn't open the door. So I had to jump out the window, jump in the water, and then get upstairs and go up top of the steps.
President Trump has sent letters to more than a dozen countries telling them they'll have to pay higher tariffs starting next month. CBS's Erica Brown is at the White House.
President Trump announced tariffs on dozens of countries back in April, but put a 90-day pause in place for negotiations. With that deadline approaching Wednesday, the White House now says trade partners will have until August 1st to make new deals. So far, only two countries, Vietnam and the United Kingdom, have finalized new trade agreements.
The spending cuts in President Trump's big budget bill have food banks across the nation worried about what's next. Patty Snedden-Kisting is the CEO of the Urbandale Food Pantry in Des Moines, Iowa.
Anytime there's any reduction or tightening of benefits, especially SNAP benefits, we typically see the result in an uptick of the number of families and individuals seeking food assistance.
You've likely heard the warnings lithium-ion batteries can cause fires on planes. It appears to have happened, says CBS's Matt Piper.
A Delta flight made an emergency landing in Fort Myers after a portable battery caught fire in someone's bag. Here's the pilot talking to the tower from liveatc.net.
We think it was a lithium battery that caused the smoke and the fire. It's in a containment bag.
All 191 people on board were not injured. So far this year, according to the FAA, there have been 34 incidents involving lithium batteries.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Save money on your next full synthetic oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $15 prepaid MasterCard after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. We can recommend all the oil change supplies you need. Shop your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Transportation officials in Maryland say demolition work will begin this week on what's left of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge near the entrance to the port and harbor of Baltimore.
The vital bridge collapsed in March of last year after being hit by a container ship. Six men working on the span at the time were killed. Area residents are looking forward to a new bridge.
Well, I'm hoping they stay on schedule, for one thing.
It is a tragedy that the bridge fell, but also it's much better, I see, that we're going to have a new bridge, something safer to ride over, you know, and cut down on the traffic and all.
Engineers hope a replacement bridge costing nearly $2 billion will be opened by the end of 2028. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A woman who appeared on MTV's 16 and Pregnant's been arrested in Georgia. Whitney Purvis is accused of providing a substance containing fentanyl, which led to John Harris's fatal overdose in February at a home in Rome, Georgia. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky for the overnight. Light winds as morning lows drop into the mid-60s. On Tuesday, partly sunny skies, a chance of showers and storms. Highs will climb to the lower 80s. Storms ending Tuesday night will be dry Wednesday. Right now, it's 64.
We'll be right back.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. The sky, I'll hold over you.
come, and there's Mary on my right, and Janie is the girl, well, that I'll be with tonight. And when she asks me which one I love the best, I tear open my shirt and I show a Rosie on my chest, 'cause I'm a wanderer.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings.
Look at them and sigh.
children's hell will slowly go by and feed them on your dreams, the one they bit, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
No better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
It's been a hard day.
chapel in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You lie in gentle sleep beside me. I hear your warm and rhythmic breathing. I take your hand and hold it tightly. Listen, can you not hear our young hearts beating? I kiss the sleep from your eyes. Your smile is sweeter than the morning. And I hear it come. It's love. And now the sun is burning brightly. We lie in love so close together. I get the feeling deep inside me. My love for you will burn forever. I cup my hands to touch your face, and once again I feel your fire. Here it comes. It's love, and I think it's love.
Yeah.
John Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Yeah.
that big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close. Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. In the Texas Hill Country, flooding is now being blamed for at least 104 deaths, and dozens of people are still missing. CBS's Janet Shamblian says congregations are remembering the victims.
Joyce Spaden. Mary Grace Baker.
Communities like this Dallas church are struggling with unimaginable loss. The destruction hundreds of miles away, but the heartache close to home.
In the tragic flooding in West Texas.
9-year-old Lila Bonner was a member here at St. Michael. Her life was lost, along with her best friend, 8-year-old Eloise Peck, among the 27 campers and counselors who died at Camp Mystic.
Why did the rains produce such dangerous conditions?
The CBS weather team has found that the area where the flash flooding took place had previously been under extreme and exceptional drought conditions ahead of the rainfall. Flash flooding often precedes drought as dry soil is not able to properly absorb a deluge of water. And climate change is exacerbating the situation as it can extend both intense dry conditions and extreme precipitation. Tracy Wolf, CBS News.
President Trump isn't pleased with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who's been increasing his military's attack on Ukraine.
If I can stop a war, you know, because I have an ability to do so, I'm disappointed, frankly, that President Putin hasn't stopped. I'm not happy about it either.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is angry with the Trump administration for sending dozens of California National Guard members and military vehicles to protect immigration officers as they